Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
It is a female rhino, and she is totally naked. Oh my goodness, how outrageous. Now, of course, I jest, because it is no longer outrageous to see nudity in the year 2017, but about 60-something years ago, back in the 50s, when society was much more prurient and stuck up and all of that, Hugh Hefner quit his job at Esquire magazine, then the leading men's magazine of the day, and he said, I can do this on my own, and I can do it better. So it is the classic entrepreneur story. Someone working a job has the capacity to do that job, is good at the doing part, but says, I don't want to work for anybody else. His boss is no good. Supposedly, as the story goes, Hugh Hefner asked for like a $5 an hour raise and got turned down. And so he said, I'm out of here. And a couple of years later, he said, I'm going to do it myself. Maybe he was looking for work all that time and realizing he, like every other entrepreneur, is unemployable. And so whatever was happening during those couple of years, after he left Esquire, he decided, it was about a year and a half, he decided to start his own men's magazine. And he needed money to do it. There was no internet back then. You couldn't do the completely wrong thing by publishing online e-zines only. You had to do the smart thing, which was to publish in print as well. And so he needed money to do that. And as the story goes, he borrowed money from everybody he ever met. All his friends, all his family, his mom did not believe or want to invest in a men's magazine. She didn't think it would work, didn't want to do it, but she invested in her son, which is another lesson for entrepreneurs that above all else, we are selling ourselves. If we're looking for investment, people are investing in us, not simply investing in the nuts and bolts of what we do and all that kind of stuff. But I digress. Today is Success Story Saturday, and I'm just sharing the success story of Hugh Hefner, who, first of all, he started that on such a shoestring budget. I think it was like $8,000, just enough to publish one issue, and he had to purchase the rights to a photo shoot that movie star Marilyn Monroe, big star at the time, had done a few years earlier. So actually, amazingly, from what I've heard, as the story goes, he never actually met Marilyn Monroe his entire life. And yet, Playboy magazine and Hugh Hefner and Playboy Enterprises and all that would be nothing without Marilyn Monroe. It's likely that first issue would have failed and would have been like 90% of business. I'm good at doing it, think it'll work, but they don't go out on a limb and take a big chance, take a big risk. That's what entrepreneurs do. And he put Marilyn Monroe naked on the cover of a magazine, and the rest is history. It was so successful. Now, later on, he decided to start getting subscriptions and mailing copies of the magazine, and at that point, the U.S. Post Office said, we're not mailing that smut through the mail. And so Hugh Hefner actually sued the United States of America, the U.S. Post Office, and actually it went all the way to the Supreme Court, and he won. So Hefner made, look him up and read about it, but, long story short, he made a career out of these groundbreaking, barrier-breaking, renegade maneuvers. When it all comes down to it, though, of course, Hugh Hefner was simply a pure capitalist. All of these, landmark Supreme Court decision and becoming a champion of free speech. Well, why did he have to do that? Because people were, he got arrested even once for pornography, for lewd publication of whatever it was called. So he became a champion of free speech. Hey, that's my right to free speech, to publish what I want. So in the process of becoming an entrepreneur and being a pure capitalist and making money off of exploiting young girls and publishing their nude pictures for men to lewdly look at, he said, I know this will make money. He became, pretty much by accident, a champion of all these kind of things. Now, Also, from what I've heard, Hugh Hefner appears that he was simply a champion of all kinds of freedom, especially personal freedom. He was like, you can look at what you want, you can dress or undress any way you want. He was an early champion of homosexuality rights, of all that free speech and publishing. You know, went up against all the lewd, lascivious pornography rules of the day. He was one of the earliest, only at the time, champions of abortion rights for women, way, way before anyone was doing that, or Roe v. Wade, or any of that stuff. And again, he was simply saying, it's your body, it's your freedom, do what you want with it. So everyone had that, everything had that same theme to it, and that's how he lived his life, famously, you know, walking around in a bathroom all day and having multi-million dollar business meetings in a bathrobe and smoking a pipe and everything you read. And he was a masterful negotiator in his way, and he had to get everything the way he wanted it exactly in his magazine. And later on, when it became, the world became a lot more complex than just a print magazine, and it went to, they had TV shows, then they had internet things, then he had his daughter, Christy, who went to the same college as me, Brandeis University, and at the time I went, she had just recently graduated, I think like 4 years before, and she was one of the most celebrated recent graduates. She became the president of Playboy Enterprises, and there was another, you know, champion for women that he was running a, quote, men's magazine, not even a quote, but, you know, now she was exploiting young women. So, you know, kind of a strange thin line to be running there while the whole Playboy enterprise, the whole Playboy empire was being run off the whole concept of exploiting young women for monetary gain at the same time. And maybe because it's smart PR, they were championing all these women's causes, including he appointed his daughter to run the whole company. Now, later on, Playboy kind of, you know, went into the tubes, and Hefner was in all kinds of financial trouble later on because the internet came along, and you no longer had to wait just once a month to get like 10 pictures of nude women. You can get a million of them a second coming across the internet, so real tough to make a switch. But that being said, that's later on. Early on, just an amazing success story of a man that just said, I'm going to live my life any way I want, and I'm going to be a champion of everyone else living their life any way they want. He was famous for helping Lenny Bruce, who also, he was a lewd, lascivious comedian back in the 50s and 60s, who was also arrested for lewd language in his act, and Hefner came to his defense and helped him to overcome that and fight it. And so he was a champion of all these freedom causes, but in reality, it was all just part of what else you're going to do. He's running a magazine that has to, that can only survive if there is that kind of freedom, and overcoming all of the establishment kind of pushing them down with all the current rules and regulations. He had to burst through all of that. So for that mega successful entrepreneur, Hugh Hefner, no matter what you think of his exploitation, sexuality, to marry who they want, to dress any way they want, or undress any way they want, or do anything they want. He broke all kinds of barriers, but it was all really all about making money. Now, later on in his life, he also realized it's smart to give some money away, and so he's known also as a philanthropist. But again, pure entrepreneur, pure moneymaker, and you can pretty much bet, no matter what you hear or see, I'm sure he wouldn't say, I don't think he would say otherwise and admit it, although many entrepreneurs do, but I don't think he ever admitted that all these championing of causes and philanthropy and anything he was doing was all because he was making money off exploiting young girls. Now, he died last week at the age of 91, I believe, and I didn't even hear he was ill, so I don't know if that was news. I just kind of pictured that, man, Hugh Hefner would be hanging out and dating, you know, 20-year-old girls like forever. But that era has ended. I know the Playboy Enterprise, I'm sure it still exists, but I know there were stories recently in the last few years of him putting the iconic Playboy Mansion up for sale and couldn't find a buyer. And I don't know, I didn't get into all that kind of stuff. But probably, you know, not in its form and certainly not the leader in society in a way that Playboy magazine, the whole Playboy world, Playboy clubs, Playboy magazine, Playboy TV shows. I mean, it was just an amazing empire, all thanks to the vision of an entrepreneur, Hugh Hefner, who one day said, I'm quitting my job at the world's leading men's magazine, and I'm going to start my own. Hopefully that inspires you, not exactly to do the same thing, of course, but to do whatever that is in your world, to go for it and say, I'm going to change the world, and I'm going to be the biggest, and I'm going to do my thing, regardless of all the forces that would come against me. For that, you have a great role model in Hugh M. Hefner, known as The Hef. And that's it for Success Story Saturday. Hey, Lee Werner's here. Greg Bowen is here. Thanks for being here. I'll be back tomorrow just to check in, as always, on Sunday Funday, where I need to start. I guess I'll start tomorrow to figure out what I'm going to do on a Sunday when I am absolutely not going to be watching spoiled, rotten, multi-billionaire kids play football. For so I can't even believe I did that for a while now. But as long as the players and the owners and the coaches of that league decide that they not only want to hurt their own cause, but they want to disrespect, of course, I'm not going to be a part of that. I canceled my DirecTV Sunday ticket package. There's no way I'm going to be able to watch my beloved New York Jets. Hey, thanks for all the likes. I guess that's people that'll like me. We're going to find something better to do with our Sundays than watch a bunch of spoiled kids feel entitled to having us watch them, even when they disrespect us and themselves. See, they're kids. They don't know what they're doing. And not to mention they're kids, but anyone that went to school growing up, high school, college, like, did you know some of these football players? Were they the brightest tacks in the deck? So of course, since they went through life never really learning anything, and who can blame them? You make millions of dollars just by being big, strong, fast. I mean, we love talent, and we reward it with lots of money. I did, and no longer. But, they don't know what they're doing. So they're making a huge whopping mistake. They're caught between a rock and a hard place. They don't even know what to do. But until the NFL solves this problem and enforces basically their own rule that says, come on now, have some self-respect for crying out loud, and respect the country for crying out loud. Until the NFL resources that, they seem to enforce every other rule, don't they? Like, you can't wear this, and you can't do this, and you can't say that, and you can't whatever. But this rule, respect your fans, respect your customers, respect yourself, respect your country for some reason. Oh, we can't enforce that rule. So the whole thing is a whole craziness. So Gary is here. Thanks again for all those likes and faces and stars and whatever the hell is going across the screen. I will check in tomorrow on Sunday Funday when I figure out what to do, since, of course, I will not be even thinking about my beloved but miserable, or maybe they're good now, or anything Jets. I don't care anymore until they fix what the hell is going on there and they get their act together. And even then, good luck getting a lot of us back. So anyway, that's it for today. Man, I hate to end this in the middle of all these things going across the screen. We got blue and yellow and red and faces and dang, I can't even see all that, so I got to put my glasses on to even see what the heck all these things are. I don't even know what they all are. Things are bursting all across the screen, and faces are coming across, and, oh, a thumbs up is coming. Hey, thank you. Whoever's doing all that, thank you. And I guess, should we just sit here all night? Because how am I going to, it's like when the applause is going on at the end of a play, and they act like, you know, we closed the curtain, but of course they open the curtain again and come out again. So I will come out again, and I will bring my female naked young rhino, signifying Hugh Hefner, of course, exploiting the naked young female humans to make his multiple millions of dollars. Things have fallen all over.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.